From Brick City Labor in Newark, New Jersey, this is the Field Notes Podcast. Today's read, Newark Power Washing Mistakes, 9 Things to Avoid Today, written by Brian Zalewski. The 9 power washing mistakes that lift paint, drive water into siding, hill plants, and leave streaks on Newark brick. The fixed list of flat rate crew runs. A pressure washer is a hand tool that delivers more water energy than a fire hose. Used wrong, on Newark's mix of brick row houses, vinyl siding, and concrete stoops, it strips paint, drives water under siding, and pits soft mortar. Here are the 9 mistakes a careful flat rate crew never makes, and the safer process to use instead. 1. Running 3000 PSI on vinyl siding. Vinyl is rated for 1400 to 1600 PSI at most. A bare 0-degree tip at 3000 PSI peels the surface coat and shoots water past the seams into the wall cavity. The fix, a 25-degree green tip held at 18 to 24 inches with a soft wash detergent. Soap does the work, water rinses. 2. Skipping the soap dwell time. Pressure alone does not kill mildew or algae. Sodium hypochlorite does. Apply a 4-to-1 mildicide, let it dwell 5 to 10 minutes, do not let it dry. Then rinse low. The dwell is where the cleaning happens. The rinse is where the show happens. New crews flip those. 3. Washing siding bottom up. Soap goes up, rinse goes down. Wash bottom up, and clean water races over dirty stripes, leaving streaks that flash dry into the surface. Always pre-rinse. Soap top down or bottom up depending on slope. Then rinse top down at low pressure. 4. No plant pre-rinse. Foundation plantings and lawn near the wall need a heavy water soak before any soap. The pre-rinse dilutes the chemical so a few drops of soap do not burn leaves. Cover hostas and azaleas with a tarp. Soak the lawn, then start. Plant damage is on the crew, not the chemical. 5. Pointing the wand at electrical or vents. Never wash directly into a soffit vent, a dryer vent, an electrical meter, or a window AC. Water under pressure finds gaps you cannot see. The OSHA General Guidance on Electrical Safety on Residential Exteriors applies here. Kill the breaker if you have to wash near an outdoor outlet. 6. Working off a wet ladder. A pressure washer on a ladder is a fall risk because the recoil from the wand pushes the operator backward. Use a telescoping wand from the ground for two-story siding. Newark's brick row houses are usually 2 stories. A 24-foot wand reaches the gutter line without leaving the ground. We never put a crew on a ladder with a live wand. 7. Old soft mortar at full PSI. Pre-1940 Newark brick uses lime soft mortar that scours out at 3000 PSI. The fix, drop to 1500 PSI and a 40-degree tip, or hand scrub with a brass brush. Test a corner first. Power Wash service page walks the full process. 8. No drainage plan for the runoff. Soap-laden runoff into a storm drain is a violation under the NJDEP Division of Water Quality Stormwater Rules. Direct runoff onto pervious lawn, not into the street drain. For driveway washes, dam the curb cut with old towels. 9. No post-walk with the customer. The job is not done until the customer signs off. Walk every face of the building. Look for streaks, plant damage, missed corners, and water in window tracks. The walk is the warranty. We do not leave until the line looks right gets a yes. The cheap way to power wash is to crank pressure and rip through it. The right way is the soap, the dwell, the rinse, the walk. Same time, half the damage, twice the result. Book a Newark Power Wash crew. Pick power washing on the booking widget and slide the crew size plus hours. Newark, Jersey City, Hoboken, and the rest of the NJ Plus NYC service area at the same flat rate. That's the field note. To book a crew, head to labor.megabyte.space or call 855-82-LABOR. Flat 50 an hour, per person. We'll see you on the job.